This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. 17-year-old Jesus Huerta, I should say, Jesus Huerta, died of a gunshot wound in the back of a Durham police car. There is no explanation of his death by law enforcement. The SBI is investigating the incident. His death and the lack of information around it sparked a protest outside the Durham Police Department headquarters. Huerta is one of several recent police-related deaths, raising questions in communities across the state. Some say these events are related to racial profiling by police, although police say they are following the appropriate protocol. Thomas I. McDonald is a reporter for the News and Observer. He has been following many of these cases and on the program today. Thomas I., welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Frank.
Tell us about Jesus Huerta and that incident, please.
Well, I've talked with the family and listened to the 911 recordings. What occurred was it was just before 2 a.m. on November 19th, and Jesus was reportedly playing video games, his family members said. We later learned that his mother saw him using drugs. What that meant on the 911 recording, whether it was marijuana or some other drug, it was never made clear. But he walked out of the house or their apartment in the 1200 block of Washington Street there in Durham. The mother asked one of her daughters to call 911, and she did. The dispatcher radioed the 911 call to officers in the area, and the 911 dispatcher characterized Jesus as a runaway. The officer, Samuel A.M. Duncan, picked Jesus up roughly about two blocks from where he lived at the intersection of Washington and Trinity Streets. He could have taken Jesus back home, back to his mother, based on the Durham Police Department policies regarding the issuance of citations for misdemeanor offenses like second-degree trespassing, as opposed to taking him down to headquarters. I've learned this week that the police have said that Jesus had been accused of trespassing at an apartment complex on Garrett Road in July, and they had an outstanding warrant for his arrest, which is why he was taken to the police station instead of being taken home to his mother. It was just before 3 a.m. Officer Duncan's patrol car was pulling into the parking lot of a police headquarters in the 500 block of West Chapel Hill Street when the officer reported hearing a loud noise from the back seat of the patrol vehicle that he was driving, and he jumped from the car. The patrol car continued to roll and collided with a van that was in the parking lot. The radio traffic that we've listened to, Frank, indicated that a police officer, presumably Duncan, radioed the emergency dispatches to report that shots had been fired in the headquarters parking lot. And the officer then asked for medical assistance for a gunshot wound for an approximately 18-year-old male who was not breathing. Of course, that was Huerta, and he was declared dead at the scene.
And have the police said how he died? What have the police said about his death?
Well, the police chief, Jose Lopez, had held a press conference hours after the incident in front of police headquarters. He would not go into any details about what actually occurred in the back seat of the patrol car. He instead reassured the members of the media and the public that the officer Duncan did not discharge his weapon, nor did any other officer fire a weapon. And then he announced that the investigation would be turned over to the State Bureau of Investigation, which is standard procedure in any officer-involved shooting. And as a result of that, he would not have any further comment. Also, he did mention that his department's Internal Affairs Unit and Professional Standards Division would conduct their own investigation.
All right, so tell me about the community response then.
Well, it's been, as you noted earlier, there was a demonstration a couple of days after that Friday. I think it happened early Tuesday morning, November 19th. That Friday, early Friday evening, there was a protest and demonstration supporters of Mr. Huerta's family in downtown Durham at the CCB Plaza. It was a march that led up toward police headquarters, and at some point it turned rather unruly. Several police car windows were broken. I think that there were there was at least one window broken at the police headquarters, or at least shattered, and there were firecrackers thrown at police officers. The police have said that was the work of out-of-town anarchists, and there were a couple of young men arrested. I think one was 19, the other one was a juvenile. There's also been some response from the Huerta's family attorney, who is insisting that the Durham Police Department Internal Affairs Unit needs to turn over their findings to the family, because the family has no idea what has happened. It becomes problematic because, again, as you mentioned earlier, Jesus is the third person of color to die after an encounter with the police since July.
Well, I want to talk about some of those other cases, but just quickly, you know, it's been a while since I was doing police reporting, but it feels unusual to me not to get so many basics. I mean, in a case like this, when someone dies on public property, we know the cause of death, we know if a weapon has been found, we can and a little bit more information. Is this unusual to have so little information about a death on public property with police involved?
Well, it really isn't unusual. That's something that we've been talking about here in the newsroom. For instance, earlier this year in Wake County, a 40-year-old man by the name of Sean McClain was picked up on a pretty minor charge of consuming alcohol in public. He was taken to jail and later died, and it appears, at the hands of one of the detention officers. The detention officer has, after an SBI report that was turned over to the Wake County District Attorney's Office, has been charged with voluntary manslaughter. We found out here in the newsroom what happened because of eyewitness accounts provided by inmates who were at the facility at the time. But the sheriff's office gave out very limited information. And I think part of it, in fairness to the law enforcement agencies, is that they are prohibited from making any comment about the case while the SBI investigation is ongoing.
I want to ask you about the case of Jose Ocampo, who was shot by Durham police a couple of months ago with a knife in his hand.
Yeah, that was on July 27th. Jose Don Cruz Ocampo had been involved in an altercation that led to the stabbing of another person. The police were dispatched, emergency dispatched, to the 800 block of Park Avenue there in East Durham. Ocampo is a native of the Honduras who did not speak English well. When the police arrived at the scene, Ocampo was there to sort of explain what had happened. One of the officers noticed that he had a kitchen knife in his back pocket. The officer informed his colleagues that Ocampo did have this knife. Ocampo pulled the knife out. The officers asked him to drop the knife. Witnesses again say that Mr. Ocampo did not speak English well, but that he was well-intentioned, and he was holding the knife out with the handle pointed toward the officers. One of his friends who was there told him to drop the knife, but the officer, at least one officer, fired, and Mr. Ocampo was shot in the head,
and that also is still under investigation.
Still under investigation.
All right.
There's the gentleman who was stabbed. The stabbing turned out to not be fatal. And on September 17th, another young man, an African American, Derek DeAndre Walker, a 26-year-old man. Yeah. I was before he had announced or posted on Facebook that he was going to commit suicide because of his.
And he was shot at. He was shot at the plaza, shot and killed. We're out of time, Thomas I. So yep, I'm going to have to say goodbye and thank you very much. And we'll revisit this story. Thomas I. McDonald, a reporter for the News and Observer. The state of things continues in a moment. Stay with us.